Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's move on to the transfers you wrote this morning, which was Andy, about Ryan Gladbert as well. For those who don't know, over the weekend, Jonathan Northcroft reported in the Sunday Times that Liverpool had met with Gravenberch's father, who's also called Ryan, just for clarity, in Amsterdam to discuss a potential deal, and the player was receptive to a move from Merseyside. You wrote that in your piece today, so head over to Gold as well to check it out. I'll bring it up here now on the screen for those who are watching along. So your story on the back of it, Liverpool's Jude Bellingham alternative, question mark. By Munich, Brian Gravenberch could be part of Jurgen Klopp's midfield solution. He's one of the summer targets, and he has already met with Liverpool. I think the major talking points around this one, Neil, really, is it looks like Liverpool are interested, but maybe Bayern don't want to sell. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where the sort of the balance is. I mean, a year ago this would have been this. I think the Twitter world probably would have been in absolute sort of excitement at Liverpool. You know, he was a real hot prospect, wasn't he, coming through at Ajax? Liverpool had come up against him in the Champions League. I do remember him sort of being really classy and impressive, especially over in Amsterdam. I know it was the pandemic season and it was sort of a little bit of a forgettable year, really. But I do remember him. They had a few players that, you know, kudos, went off injured in the game early, but there was a lot of talk about him. There was a lot of talk about Gravenberch. I think Timber possibly played as well, and you know there was sort of this exciting young Ajax team with Erik ten Hag, and he did stand out. He went to Bayern Munich, and I think a lot of people looked at that and thought, oh, they've got a good one there, good price. I think it was €18 million with some add-ons, but he hasn't worked out. He just hasn't been able to get in the team, has he? And it's sort of one of those, well, what do you give more weight to? The Ajax talent or the Bayern Munich failure? And Liverpool have had some success with not worrying about the failure part. You know, Mo Salah at Chelsea, or you know, Gini Wijnaldum being relegated, Andy Robertson being relegated. You know, doubts over maybe Sadio Mane and things like that. They've been able to sort of say, well, no, but the actual player is he's that and he's that and he's got this, and if we get him in this system, he can do that. So I think they definitely see a potential opportunity. I think the player clearly has some concerns over whether he's going to play. He's only started one Bundesliga game this season. He hasn't started a game at all, I think, since November the 1st, which was in the Champions League, and that was a dead rubber. And then Bayern Munich are going to sign Konrad Leimer, which obviously we've talked about quite a while on this show. I think it was last summer we were talking about that happening. It doesn't point to it to sort of Your time is coming, does it? You know, it doesn't point to the idea of, right, we're gonna start trusting you. It points to that it's gonna get even harder from here to get into the side. So I think he's seeing that the wind blowing that direction. But Bayern got a good deal. Bayern got him for much less than I think the market value probably was, or logic dictates that it was. Why would they sell him sort of so cheap again after only 1 year? He's only 20, he's 21 next month. He, you know, he's got potential. I think maybe they might see, well, no, why would we give away an asset at this point? They're not soft, Bayern Munich. They don't do silly things in the transfer market very often. So I think that's the big decision, really. I think the player would quite like to leave, or would be open to leave, and I think Liverpool would certainly be open to signing him, especially if the price was decent. But I think it all rests on really on Bayern Munich. And I've seen some reports in Germany already, that quite firm reports saying he's not for sale. We'll see if that changes, but that's the sort of the inkling you're getting from Liverpool is Bayern might not sell him.
But Liverpool, obviously, I think it's been pretty well established. Yeah, there's been a conversation with his agent or his dad, or both.
Yeah,
same
both.
Fella. Same fella. Would that happen if he was just...
I don't think it's just Liverpool. I think that's... His agent is obviously...
Trying to get him out.
Rafael Pimenta, who's Mino Raiola took over from. She took over from Mino Raiola. So there's a history of the agent will always meet with clubs, and there'll be probably a lot of players on the sort of agenda. But I don't think it's sort of meeting with Ryan Gravenberch's dad to sort of say, right, this is the house he's going to live in. This is, you know, I think it's a little bit more sort of,
does he fancy a move?
Generally, what's the situation? You know, how's he feel? What's he thinking? You know, okay, what do you think it would take to you know, for Bayern to sell? Or you know, I mean, it could come down to is he willing to sort of make it awkward for Bayern and sort of put it on their toes and say, well, I want out. I want to, you know, potentially. And I think there's other clubs as well. Obviously, Arsenal, I think, are looking for midfielders. And I think, of course, Manchester United looking for midfielders. I'm pretty sure, you know, if Chelsea get wind that there's a transfer going on anywhere in the world, I think there he is, prick up, and they'll have a bit of that. So there's a few other clubs as well that will be in the mix. I think the thing to say about it is he's a potentially a very good player available for potentially a pretty good price. And that would certainly have to win, you know, interest Liverpool in that sense. And we'll see, you know, I haven't been told that this sort of, it's close, or he's the one, or he's the button's been pushed on this one, and that's the one. But I think he's definitely one of them who's in the frame, and I'm one to keep an eye on for sure.
I suppose from a Liverpool fan's point of view, those who want us to sign the player, of course, the encouraging one is, and it's been in your report and a few others as well, like the player's receptive to the move.
Yeah.
Liverpool haven't gone to speak to his agent. He's got no chance of not signing. It looks like if he could get something done with Bayern, he'd be up for it essentially.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, there's other angles, isn't there? There's obviously the Gakpo signed, Van Dijk's there, so he's got the little Dutch core, Pep Linders, of course, as well. So, you know, I'd be amazed if there haven't been some sort of, you know, discussions there, or at least a little bit of a character reference from those players about what he's like and that kind of thing. But he's not playing football, is he? He's 20 years of age. He's played close to 100 games. I think he played for Ajax. He's played at the World Cup. He's been part of the Netherlands World Cup squad. He's an international player. He's played in the Champions League, and now he's playing. You know, he's played 20-odd games, I think, for Bayern this season, but four starts. That's not where he thought he was going to be, is it? Not where he wants to be at 2021. I think he wants to be developing into a player that's, you know, being talked about. Maybe not like a Jude Bellingham, but not far off that kind of reputation. He certainly had the build-up as a teenager and as a young player coming through Ajax. He was compared with all kinds, you know, Frank Rijkaard and Paul Pogba and, you know, these kind of players that absolute sort of top level players. That's where he wanted to get to, isn't it? And at the moment, he's not getting there at Bayern Munich. So, yeah, he would be looking and saying, well, what's out there for me? You know, is there a club? Is there a manager? Is there a team that can get me back on the you know, the upward trajectory, if you like? And, you know, Liverpool are a pretty good example of that, aren't they? Liverpool have done it for some players. You know, there were players, you know, who weren't obvious signings, like I mentioned a few obviously earlier, but even sort of Diogo Jota, you know, you're looking at potentially Cody Gakpo might be one of those, Luis Diaz. They weren't players that you said, oh God, like that was always going to work out perfectly for Liverpool, wasn't it? You know, Gini Wijnaldum. Like, Liverpool have got a good track record of, if you get in our team and we can build a team around you that can make you look really, really good and get you back playing at, you know, the highest level, obviously it would really, really help them, I think, if they were doing it from a Champions League point of view and they were getting in there. We haven't even talked about that race. Maybe we'll have a look after the Forest and the West Ham games at that one. But that they are still an attractive proposition for a player who maybe has, I wouldn't say come off the rails, but has sort of had the difficult bump in the road. You know, Mason. Wow.
The studio's falling apart.
Wow. A sign saying boss has just fell down. Yeah. Okay.
That could be an omen.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so, but Mason Mount, we talk about Mason Mount in a similar situation, don't we? Sort of had a difficult season. Can he kind of change his scenery, change his sort of trajectory of his career? I think Gravenberch is even more sort of in that category because he's played so little football in the last 12 months. So I think if Liverpool could get, you know, a deal with Bayern, I think, of course, he'd jump at it, to be perfectly honest.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A couple of things then before we move on from them. Just again, why do you think it has? I know Bayern, like, for example, who's in front of him already? So you took your
Joshua Kimmich, Goretzka, and Musiala.
And then sometimes Thomas Muller's played in the midfield. They've used Alphonso Davies in the midfield. So you've got great players, I get it. But Nagelsmann signed him, Bayern signed him, and never picked him.
Yeah.
He's gone, there's a new manager, and it's early days on Thomas Tuchel, and apparently he's a fan and he's been talking him up a little bit as now. But it's whether they've decided he's just not that good, or he needed a year, like Liverpool have done this with players, not so long, but, like, you know, Fabinho wasn't in Liverpool's team straight away.
Yeah.
and then he became it. Like, what is there any sense of what Bayern are doing? Do they not rate him, or is it a case of, like, he just needs to work on it? Because he hasn't played.
No, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's a few in that camp. I mean, there's a very obvious one in Sadio Mane at the moment who's Chandler signed in the summer, you know, just hasn't been able to do it. João Cancelo signed in January, and sort of they haven't yet found a way of getting him into the team. Have they? You know, they actually signed another guy from Ajax at the same time, Mazraoui, fullback, who I think he's played even less than Gravenberch, or certainly not much. I don't know whether it's maybe it's just a difficult system to get under, you know, at Bayern. You know, they've had a lot of those players that you mentioned there. I mean, Kimmich, Goretzka, Thomas Muller, Alphonso Davies, you know, obviously, you know, Gnabry and Koeman, they've been there a long time, haven't they? And they're sort of very well established. And maybe it is difficult to just sort of get a new player right into that team straight away. Obviously, I mean, they're good players as well, the ones that are keeping them out. They're not mugs. You know, Kimmich is one of the best around. Goretzka's obviously been a big player for Bayern. Musiala's one of the elite talents, you know, of world football, isn't he, for a young player? So he's not sitting there twiddling his thumbs while they're sort of playing people you've never heard of in there. He is having to wait. Maybe there's things on the player's side that he hasn't maybe done enough. I saw Tuchel sort of saying that he trains really well, and that he's showing up in training, and that he is a candidate now to play, which, you know, maybe works. Sometimes managers just don't fancy players, do they? Maybe Nagelsmann just didn't he just wasn't what he thought he was. You know, we've seen, haven't we? We've seen players where you just think, he's brilliant, why is he not playing? And the manager said, like, he won't do the work off the ball, or he doesn't get enough goals, or he doesn't track, you know, there's a reason for it. He doesn't link up well enough with the left back, or, you know, that kind of thing. So there will be factors behind it, but I think it's how, I suppose, it clearly hasn't put Liverpool off, as it isn't an idea that, oh my God, he's like, he's the worst professional we've ever sort of had in Munich. You know, he just doesn't try, or, you know, that sort of stuff would put a club off, wouldn't it? It clearly hasn't. So it must just be a little bit of circumstance. It may be a little bit of sort of bad luck, maybe a little bit of a personality clash with a manager, or you know, not even necessarily a personality clash, just a style sort of not gelling. But it might be interesting to see whether Bayern, you know, obviously, they're probably going to go up the Champions League tonight, aren't they? So they've got a title running to focus on. See how much he features in the running, because they've got some. They're not playing incredibly well. They drew last weekend. They're obviously at the level on points at the top of the Bundesliga. Or they're certainly not home and dry in the Bundesliga.
They're 2 points clear of Dortmund.
They would have been. I think they would have been level on points if Dortmund hadn't thrown away a lead at the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see whether they trust him in that running period, or whether he remains in this sort of position of getting 10 minutes, 15 minutes here and there, or not even coming on in games, and how that maybe influences his decision and the club's decision come the end of the season.
The final one, then, mate, just to wrap it up, is you talk about the players who are in front of him, and I'm thinking about the players who are in front of him. I can see why you might be looking at it, because they're all, take Thomas Muller aside, who's getting on a bit, they're all of an age where no one's moving anytime soon. They're not losing Goretzka. They're not losing Kimmich. They're not getting rid of any of the others. And also, you mentioned before, the signing Conor Lyman as well. So, like, at some point, Bayern must be thinking of letting one of them go. I know Thomas Muller, again, the age thing, but he'll probably just retire there at some point and do something by Munich at some point. But he's only 33. He's not going anytime soon. The fact that they've already agreed this Lyman deal, surely the numbers game suggests that they're going to let somebody leave, you would think.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, there's obviously stories linking other players away, Sadio Mane being obviously one at the moment. So I don't think they're in a financial situation where Bayern are going to have to. Yeah, possibly. Maybe they feel that had they had an extra midfielder this season, they would have, you know, been competing with City in the Champions League better, or home and dry in the Bundesliga. But yeah, I think it definitely raises a question. If you haven't played when there's four midfielders at the club and now there's five, you know, of course it's gonna play on your mind, or it's going to come into someone's thinking. But like I say, I mean, he is a 20-year-old player, and Bayern maybe would be the point they would make. Is like, well, you know, we didn't sign him for an old Klopp quote. We didn't sign him for 5 minutes. We signed him for 5 years. You know, he's got time to develop into the player that we need him to be. But yeah, from his point of view, I can definitely see why he would look and think and go, like, where are my minutes coming here? You know, do I want to play in the German Cup, and, you know, as I say, wait for maybe a dead rubber Champions League game, or, you know, as I say, off the bench 10, 15 minutes. Do I want to do that for another year? You know, I'm losing out, you know, especially as some of his other players. I mean, Ajax sold a lot of players last summer, didn't he? You know, think of Antony, you know, getting good game time at Manchester United, obviously Lisandro Martinez before he got his injury as well. You know, he's probably looking at a few of them and thinking, well, hang on, like, you know, they've gone to big clubs and sort of found a place in the team. Why haven't I?
Yeah, I suppose. Right. He also left a bit to go, didn't he? And even then, he still haven't played. So it's an interest on, really, of how it's going to
pan out.
Yes,
a bit.
They've let him go out on loan, and Granbich still hasn't played. So I can see why he's his agent on the phone to teams at this point.
Yeah.
We'll put a pin in that one and see how much of come to
the. Yeah, definitely wants to watch. I think he's going to be a name that's going to come up a lot in the next, you know, couple of months.
Do you feel like it could be one of those? You might have to kick up a fuss. You know, like, I'm not saying, like, go and boot balls around in training and be that disruptive, but, like, if you want to go and they're not selling you and you're not playing, like, at some point it is on the player to try and get out, isn't it? It's not the nice side of footy to say that, but, like, we kind of half suspected this with Van Dijk at Southampton when he made that move happen, essentially, in the end. It does feel like maybe that needs to be the case. Where I don't know how that will go down at Bayern Munich, whether they just go, fuck, like, I'm not happening. Brighton held out on Casado when he was in a similar boat, so there's no guarantee it happens, but it feels like maybe, I don't know, would he do that to Bayern? I don't know that as character.
Yeah,
but it feels like it might be something like that, I don't know.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, he's spoken out, there's been a few times he's spoken out this season. I wouldn't say, sounds a bit more dramatic than it is, but he's spoken and said he's disappointed that he's not been playing, that he's given interviews saying it hasn't worked out the way I hoped it has yet, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, of course, there's, you know, international breaks coming up and you get those players, maybe you give these explosive interviews or the quotes seem explosive where he says, you know, yeah, I want to play or I want to leave. You know, I think that is a possibility. But like you say, I don't know how. I think Bayern have seen a few players do that kind of thing, and I don't think they're the one who will go, oh God, we better give him what he wants. You know, I think Bayern are a strong enough club and in a strong enough position that, you know, if they were set on something, I think they would be capable of sticking to it.
Fair enough, yeah. Right then, we'll put a pin in that one. I'm sure we'll be talking about Gravenberch again in the future. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from Journo Insights. If you want to watch or listen to the entire show, we also spoke about Alexis McAllister, Fabio Carvalho, Curtis Jones, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Liverpool Search for a sporting director and loads, loads more. Simply head on over to redmenplus.com and sign up as a monthly club captain. If you do so using the code Journo, J-O-U-R-N-O, you'll only pay 99p a month for the first 3 months. So rather than a fiver a month for 3 months, it'll be 99p for 3 months. Go and check it out. Go and check out all the amazing content on Red Men Plus, and I'll see you all soon.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.